Hi, I'm Chris Berardo, and you're watching Life Minute TV. I can't watch away tears. Now, we have a single just came out. We have an album that we made that's been finished for a year already. The album's called Wilder All the Time, and it's songs that me and the band, the Desperados, have been, most all of them, really all except for one we've kind of been playing over the last year, year and a half. And it's actually one of those albums that I feel like, and I hope people do, it kind of feels like an old time kind of album, you know, and it really, and I sequenced it to be like a set would be for a show, and the opening song and the building and the you know, the closer, and we felt like it had a real thread like that and had a nice, you know, vibe, so we didn't want to mess with that. We felt like it was just a real kind of old timey album. We have a single in the meantime that's not on the album of another song I had lying around that I just wanted to finish since we suddenly found ourselves with this time on our hands, and so I finished writing it, and I went out to Austin with my friend, the producer, David Abeda, and we cut this song and released it, the song called Somewhere Blue. It's out there now. I'm just so lucky the guys that I've gone around with the last 15 years, the band's changed a lot, but in every instance, they've been like some of the few musicians in the world that I would choose to hang around with, like really great, soulful, funny guys, and that's a privilege, you know, that's been the pleasure of it, really. Like, I played football in high school and just had a more normal high school experience, except that on the sly, when nobody was looking, I had an older guy who was 2 years older than me, my best friend and my neighbor, Kenny Krasny. And I'd go down to his house, and 2 years older, so he knew stuff. And I'd go down to his house, and he had a band, he was putting a band together. And I'd go there at night and just think, like, I gotta get in on this somehow. So I lived in LA years ago, and I moved back, and I was kind of thinking of what to do next. You know, I was kind of one of those crossroads, and my brother, Mark Douglas, and he was just starting then because he's younger than me. And one time in our kitchen, my mom said, well, you should have a band with your brother, and you should call it the Desperados. And I said, Mom, I'm not having a band with my brother, then we're not calling it the Desperados, okay? So you cut to the scene with Desperados, and we're... Me and Mark are going all around the country, and we, you know, that was some time ago, and we added a bass player when we could afford it, and got a bigger van when we could afford it, and I started to flesh it out. You know, I'd grown up always in rock bands all my life, and I just wanted to get, you know, do something a little different and different sound, and we kind of did it organically as we went along, and started playing in little bars until we, anywhere with neon in the window, until we could, you know, get the full band I wanted, and now it's this big six-piece marching band.